There was another debate last night in the race for New York City mayor, and it sounded like fight night. Mayor de Blasio shared the stage with two of his challengers, Republican Nicole Malliotakis and Independent candidate Bo Dietl. And at one point, the moderator, Errol Lewis, had to eject an audience member. He later turned off one of the candidates' mics. I listened to it. It was sort of like a circus. WNYC's Bridget Bergen is here with us now. Hey, Bridget.
Good morning.
So let's start by talking about the tone of last night's debate. Were you surprised by how this rowdiness was?
Yes and no. I was actually surprised by how loud and riled up the audience was.
Right.
I was not surprised by Bo Dietl, whose entire campaign has been about shooting from the hip. He spent much of the night literally screaming into a microphone, sounding a little like this.
All he can talk about, not my job. That's what he does all the time. It is his job. It is his job right now.
Richard, he was talking about the mayor's handling of the transit crisis there, okay, of all things. Dietl was also the candidate who had his mic shut off because he kept trying to talk over the other candidates. But that aggressive tone was not isolated to his end of the stage. Malliotakis asked the mayor if he was afraid of Governor Cuomo and attacked one of the panelists for asking her a question about President Trump. But not to be outdone, Mayor de Blasio was right in the mix, quick to label his opposition.
So sometimes there are elections where people feel that the candidates are all alike. You're not going to have that problem this time. My two opponents are right-wing Republicans who voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, Malliotakis came into this debate trailing Mayor de Blasio in the polls by more than 40 percentage points. Did the debate, you think, help her?
If her goal was to raise her profile, certainly the debate helped her. Also, for voters looking for an alternative to Mayor de Blasio, she came across as a more serious alternative than Dietl. But her performance was not exactly groundbreaking. She criticized de Blasio on his handling of homelessness, education, quality of life issues, even his handling of the MTA. One of her strongest moments was when she asked the mayor about his decision to attend a protest in Germany this summer, the same week that a police officer was killed in the line of duty.
What kind of person are you? What kind of mayor are you that you would leave your city during a time like that?
It was a fair question to ask, mm-hmm, and the mayor really avoided talking about his response, was avoiding talking about his decision to go to Germany and really talked about what he did with responding to the officers in the line of duty. But when it came to talking about real policy alternatives, things got a little dicey. She's opposed to closing Rikers, which is not necessarily a surprising position for her, but there's a very organized campaign to close it. She also pledged to work with Governor Cuomo to fix the transit system, which seems a little pie in the sky. If a Democratic mayor can't work with a Democratic governor, I'm not sure a Republican mayor will fare much better. I suspect Mayor Bloomberg might have some thoughts on that.
Okay, let's talk about Mayor de Blasio's appearance there. He was attacked repeatedly by these two throughout the debate. How did he do?
Yeah, the mayor was taking hits from all sides. There were some very vocal opponents in the room who actually booed and shouted him down a couple times. At moments, de Blasio sounded frustrated, but he was extremely prepared and kept bringing the conversation back to his accomplishments. Pre-kindergarten, safest big city in America. He tied both candidates to President Trump and called out the other candidates for talking about myths as opposed to things that actually happened. Essentially, he did no damage, which was really all he needed to do.
So do you think this debate changed any voters' minds? I mean, what do we really learn from the candidates in these free-for-all type settings, or as I call it, a circus?
You know, it's a little tough to say. This did give the two of de Blasio's challengers a chance to introduce themselves to voters. It's also useful to hear the mayor defend and explain his own policies. It's also one of the rare moments in the campaign when voters can see and hear from all the candidates at once. While the depth of the policy debate may be limited when candidates only have about a minute to answer, it's plenty of time for candidates to make an impression. And I think anyone who watched last night's debate, you know, or spectacle, couldn't have left without some feelings about these candidates.
Okay, WNYC's Bridget Bergen.